Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Patsy, Sunny and Coretta discussed the improvements that the PUUP is making for consumers. They commended the GPL workers for taking all precautions as they worked. Malachi suggested to Alexis that they return to live in Guyana as opportunities were many for investment. Alexis assured Auntie Myrtle that Malachi was treating her well. As we return, Goldman and Myrtle are at the Boston restaurant.
Myrtle, you know it's always a pleasure to see you.
Goldman, the only place I see you is at Boston restaurant. You can visit me and Catalina anytime, you know.
You know, in this season of COVID, you can't just pick yourself up and go at people's house.
Well, that's true. But we are not people. We are family. And if we got to physical distance with you by the gate, we could do that. Pass and show your face sometimes, man.
All right, but how are things going, though?
Catalina and Denzel are fine. And did I tell you Alexis and her husband are expecting another baby?
You know, till now I can't believe little Alexis married, much less expecting another child. I hope the young man treating her right.
He seems to be.
Seems to be?
Mm-hmm.
Look, if there's any problem, let me know.
The good thing is that they will be in Guyana for a little while, so we can keep an eye on them.
Good. But a serious. Any problem, let me know.
We sure will, Goldman. It would be nice for Malachi to see that Alexis has a big uncle.
Yes, let him know that. And a serious one, too.
Granny, you see what's going on out there?
Who you, Nick?
Mr. Goldman and Sister Myrtle looking very cozy.
Okay, so who you suggesting?
Me suggesting nothing, just stating a fact.
Keep your opinions to yourself. Them people go way back.
Well, it's good to see you trust he.
Yes, I trust him. Unique, what reason the man give not to trust he?
I just think you should be careful. That's all.
Hello? Yes. Yes, this is Miss Boston. 3 o'clock? All right, go. Thanks. See you then.
Yes, who?
I got an electrician coming to make sure everything okay with the connections in the restaurant here.
Oh.
And you're going to put in some energy saving lights.
Me and Kevin need to do that, you know.
The PUUP upgrade should encourage everybody to make the best of conserving electricity. Nobody should be complaining because the meter's new and it's accurate reading you're getting.
You know what, Granny? Maybe we can help villagers.
Help? How?
Look, a lot of people might not know what they can do to conserve energy.
You got a point. Because you pass by some people whole day and you see the burning light or the TV on and nobody ain't watching. They just got things running that people ain't even using.
Exactly.
Then when the bill come, they're cussing.
And a lot of people probably don't even know that when appliances ain't working good, it could drain the energy.
Well, the electrician tell me something about buying appliances with the Energy Star label. That does use less electricity.
Well, you see, I didn't even know though.
He said the fridge with the Energy Star label does use 9% less energy.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to check all me and Kevin appliances. And you know what, Granny? I can print out some information and paste it up in the restaurant here. Because some people don't even know how to contact GPL if there's a problem.
Well, the number is 226-2600 for we area.
You memorize the number, man?
Like you forget I had to call them last week for the old lady next door.
You see, all like though, for help out people. Plus, when you go up on the GPL website, they got a chat just pop up asking if you need help.
Well, you see, I didn't know though.
Look, I can work on getting some information out. Matter of fact, I got to talk to Sonny about how the village council can play a role.
Good day, Sister Dinah. Unique?
Good day, Sister Myrtle.
Hi, Miss Myrtle.
Myrtle, my dear, you got to help me and Dinah plan this wedding, you know.
Well, you didn't even tell me you planned on proposing.
Very soon, actually. I love this lady bad, you know.
Well, you have my blessings.
Is something you need to purchase, Miss Myrtle?
No. I was just passing and I saw Goldman, so I decided to stop and say hello.
Oh.
We go way back.
You're related by blood?
No, but we're family.
Yes, family.
Anyway, I have to get going. I just came out for some fresh air and stretch my legs.
Oh, let me walk you home. Same time I could say a quick hello to Catalina and Denzel. Dinah, dear, you don't mind?
No, not at all.
All right. Come on, Myrtle, dear.
Dinah, I'll see you.
All right.
Be back soon, my love.
Okay. What is your problem?
Nothing.
Unique, why you can't be happy for me?
I just want you to be careful, Granny.
What you think I buy yesterday?
There's no way saying.
I know what I'm doing. And in case you're wondering, we're practicing safe sex.
Granny!
John?
Yeah, it's me.
Chop, you know, allow me and Mr. Goldman trying to reach you? We thought you dead.
I come close by.
Where you there now?
I'm still in the hospital. You ain't understand. I end up in the ICU.
Oh, that's why we didn't get to you.
Yeah. I couldn't talk to nobody. I feel I didn't come back.
Well, listen, I'm just glad that you're still alive.
The people dead since I've been in here, boy.
Oh, man. Listen, I don't know when this thing gonna end. Every day I'm looking at the dashboard and the numbers keep going up. This coronavirus is serious, you know.
Anil, it ain't easy, boy. If I could go back in time before I get infected with this thing, I would do everything you and Goldman keep telling me to do. Road won't see me unless it's absolutely necessary.
But even when you come out, you still got to be careful, John. It's frightening that I hear people getting this thing more than one time.
I might die if this thing knocked me down again.
It happened to some people.
You know what, Frank and Anil? I feel even when I walk out to this hospital, life could never be the same for me.
Listen, man. You just gotta pick yourself up, man.
I want to feel people gonna distance themselves from me when they find out I had this thing so bad.
That's where you call stigma. And there's another part of COVID people don't understand. And it's not right.
But the way this thing knocked me down, Anil, people got to be frightened.
I hear you. But you still can't stigmatize people. If anything, people that recover from COVID need to educate others about what's really like.
Yeah.
The thing about this coronavirus, from what I see, is that it got so much mystery around it. Some people are positive, and not one thing into them. Or they barely get two symptoms, while other people end up in ICU like you.
I guess it depends on your body resistance. I really thought all the rum I drink would cure me.
John, what immune boosting properties rum got in it, eh?
It has killed all the viruses and so in you.
If that was true, you wanna get sick?
Well, now I know that is a joke. All them people who been drinking 70% alcohol and all them nonsense thinking it will cure them is a joke.
They might end up causing more damage to the liver.
True.
And for what I hear too, even if you recover from this thing, some people ending up with long-term problems. Organs like your heart and lungs might be affected for life.
Anil, I'm telling you, this thing deadly, boy. People have to wake up and take the precaution.
From what I see now, T, it's like people don't care. You know how much people I see still walking on the road with no mask?
Well, who ain't long gonna feel like me?
But John, the more people care less, the more this thing gonna spread. And what's frightening is that none of we don't know how it's gonna affect we if we end up getting it.
You don't know, but I know.
Yeah, well, I'm really sorry you had to find out the hard way.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, I want you to put your energy into making a full recovery. And when you come out of there, we're gonna do something.
Anil, I seriously feel like I'm gonna be staying away from people.
I understand how you're feeling, man. But the important thing is that you're getting better.
I hope so, Anil. I really hope so.
Fix your mask, Goldman. Pull it up over your nose.
Ah, I ain't even realize it slipped down there. Thanks, Myrtle.
I see plenty of people wearing the mask like that. Doesn't make any sense. Because if somebody infected not wearing a mask and they cough, you breathing in all the coronavirus.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, it's really nice of you to walk me home.
My pleasure.
So, you and Dinah really will get married?
I'm thinking about it.
But so soon?
Soon? We've been knowing each other for a while.
Yes, I know, but it's not only recently the two of you got serious?
I was always serious about Dinah.
Okay.
And we are big people, Myrtle. We don't have 5 and 10 years like these young people to decide whether we want to get married or not.
Well, that's true.
I plan to spend the rest of my life with her.
I get the feeling that Unique doesn't really like you, though.
Well, I could understand why the young woman is protective over her grandmother, but it's not up to her.
You're right.
No one is going to run me out of Dinah's life.
I know you're a good man, Goldman.
And Dinah knows that, too.
Well, all I can do is wish you all the best.
And I will prove to her granddaughter that she is wrong about me.
Granny, please don't ever do that again. I don't need to know what you, Mr. Goldman, do. TMI.
Big people make love too.
Look, stop.
Y'all young people feel as y'all alone got feelings.
I never said though. But Granny, I know you say y'all being safe and all, but you might want to carry Mr. Goldman for a checkup.
The last time I checked, his heart was in a very good condition.
I'm not talking about that. Your sexual health, Granny. You don't know what he was doing in the bush? I just hear all kind of story about how them men does got all kind of women in the bush. I don't want anything to happen to you, Granny.
I understand your concern, Unique. But I know what I'm doing. I ain't born yesterday. And one thing is certain. Goldman ain't going nowhere.
have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.